Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Samantala, sa usapin pa rin po ng mga bilihin, ako inirekomenda ang sapilitong code of conduct sa mga malalaking pamilihan upang mapigilan ang price gouging o yung pagja-jack up po ng mga presyo ng grocery items. At syempre, maprotektahan ang mga lokal na grower, producer at mga magsasaka. Narito ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Sam Dover na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Bagamat in-season at mataas ang demand ng mga Australian apples, sinabi ng grower na si Ian Pierce na nalulugi naman sila.
The returns have been pretty minuscule in recent years. Like for gala apples, I know in our case, yeah, we haven't seen an increase in price for probably 12 or 13 years. So in that time, our labour costs have gone up about 52%. So tough at our end. At the consumer end, the prices seem to have gone up quite a bit at the retail level.
Ramdam din ng mga mamimili ang pagmahal ng bilihin. Ayon sa mga mamimili, dapat ay may sumagot sa pagtaas ng mga presyo sa gitna ng krisis na kinakaharap ng pagtaas ng presyo ng pamumuhay.
I feel like it is pretty ridiculous at this point.
They're ripping us all off, especially the farmers and the small independent people.
Yes, I think they should be fined and maybe even in prison for price gouging. In other industries, you know, people are held accountable. Times are tough and we deserve a break.
Kumita ng bilyon-bilyong dolyar ang Coles at Woolworths noong nakaraang taon, dahilan upang akusahan sila ng price gouging. Kaya naman ngayon, inirekomenda ang isang review patungkol sa relasyon ng mga supermarket at suppliers sa pamamagitan ng pagsagawa ng sapilitang code of conduct sa sektor. Tinanggap ni Treasurer Jim Chalmers ang ulat at sinabing ang rekomendasyon ay nakakabuti.
This is all about a fair go for farmers and families. It recognises that by replacing a voluntary code with a mandatory code, it's easier to enforce. We can impose penalties on people who do the wrong thing, and it's also harder for people to walk away from.
Ang sinumang lalabag sa Code of Conduct ay mahaharap sa multa ng aabot sa $10 million o 10% ng annual turnover ng kumpanya. Para sa malalaking mga pamilihan, maaaring ito ay papalo sa $4 billion. Ayon sa dating Labor Minister Craig Emerson na nanguna sa Supermarket Review, ang mga marahas na multa ay makakatulong na pigilin ang mga hindi etikal na pag-uugali.
Surely, if you've got the ACCC breathing down your neck and threatening to go to court, you probably change your behaviour so that you didn't have to have such a high-profile court case with such high penalties at risk. If such a fine was applied by the courts, it would have to be pretty much the biggest in corporate history in Australia. And it's really for systemic, really nasty, egregious behaviour.
Sinabi ng National Farmers Federation President na si David Johinki, ilan sa mga pag-uugali ay ang di umunay pananakot at pag-blacklist sa mga producer na magsalita tungkol sa di pantay na pagpepresyo.
What we're hearing from our members is that they're frightened to speak up. Hence why we are supportive of protections for people who are calling out bad behaviour when they are in fact just wanting to run decent businesses under decent terms and conditions. And that's what a mandatory code will do.
Pag pinagsama, kontrolado ng mga malalaking pamilihan ang merkado. Suportado ng malalaking pamilihan ang nasabing code, ngunit nais din nilang isali ang iba pang mga pamilihan tulad ng Amazon at Costco. Sang-ayon ang Partido Greens at Nationals sa panukala. Ang nasabing kilos ay mapepwersang ibenta ang mga assets nito upang mapababa ang bahagi ng kanilang market share at mahikayat ang kompetisyon. Naniniwala naman si Dr. Emerson na hindi ito gagana dahil ang mga lokal na kompetisyon ay kulang sa abilidad na bumili ng mga assets.
Who are they going to sell the 20% of their stores to? You can say, well, maybe a foreign supermarket. But they're not going to all just flood in to buy, say, 20% of the stores. So then you're looking at the following prospect, which is those stores are closed because of forced divestiture. The workers lose their jobs for no fault of their own. And the local shoppers in the local community say, why did our Woolworths get closed? Oh, the government ordered it to be closed.
Hindi tinanggap ng koalisyon at Greens ang ulat ni Dr. Emerson. Ayon kay Opposition Leader Peter Dutton, ang review ay isang partisan exercise, habang sinabi ni Greens Senator Nick Mick na wala itong basehan.
The review was written, the results were dictated by Jim Chalmers, and I think this is a Mickey Mouse review that's been conducted by a Labor mate with an outcome predetermined by the Treasurer. There's not going to be any price relief here for consumers.
Dr. Emerson's recommendations are applying a band-aid to a gaping wound. And unless the concentration of market power of Coles and Woolworths is adequately addressed, nothing will change.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.